Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb D, the audio daily dose of daf, the shir where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. Talking about the beginning and the end, we're looking at Yoma 46. The text itself stated in the Gemara of Huna said, as regards the Talmud offering, its beginning overrides the law, but its end does not override the law. The idea being that we should think about the beginning and the end of something. We should see through that we should begin and try to end something as much as possible. Too often, we get excited in the beginning. It might be difficult. You know, there's a phrase, kol haschalot koshot. All the beginnings are hard. All beginnings are difficult. It's very hard to go about things and to try to complete things. But it's kind of worse on some level to start 100 things and never finish anything. But make sure when you start something, try to finish it. I get a little antsy when the shows are not done. Like when they're almost at the end, I want it to be a complete season. I wouldn't like if I stopped like halfway or three quarters of the way through the season. I like it to be a full season. I like things to be a full completed job. I like things to be a full thing. I get a little antsy when it's not fully complete. Even working on the smicha, I like it to be complete. When it's complete, I'm going to feel menuchat ha-nefesh that I got through it. Finishing each part, of course, we should take pride in each thing we do. But there's some aspect of a beginning to the end, seeing something through from the beginning to end. Even in OT school, I wanted to get to that end. And really, it's about the process of getting through. But for me, seeing that goal, finishing that goal is the way to go. So think about when you are involved in tasks, when you're involved in ideas, especially mitzvos, don't just start them. Make sure to try to finish them as much as possible. We know Pirkei Avos says, you know, it's not upon you to complete everything in the world. It's not upon you to complete the task. We have to at least start it. But when you can, especially simple things, try to be involved from beginning to finish. If you plan an event, for example, a fundraiser, but then you don't go to the fundraiser doesn't happen, what was the point of beginning it? What was the point of being involved in it if it's not going to go to fruition? And if you do plan it, but you don't attend the event, how do you know how it went? People could tell you, but you yourself didn't see it. When I was in college, I was part of the Chesed Club that me and my friend founded. He was president, then I took over when he left as president. I liked to plan the events and to be at the events and to be participating in the events. I had to see it from beginning to end. I had to see it through. So to now with the podcast and working on the book, I want to see it to the end of the project. I don't like that it's only in a different phase. I like it to see it through. And with the smicha and everything in my life, I like to see things through to beginning to end. Make sure when you're involved in things and tasks and activities and mitzvos, see it through to the end. Make sure you're there from the beginning to the end. Just as the Gemara talks about from the beginning to the end, make sure in our lives we're involved and we complete tasks as much as possible from beginning to the end. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 47 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.